So good morning and welcome. I would like to, at this time, take a moment to thank my and acknowledge my co-author, Yusuf Tawfiq, the director of the Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health and Family Planning at University Research Company. There was a slide about nothing to disclose. I have nothing to disclose. Briefly, I will be presenting the scope of the problem of neonatal death and newborn asphyxia, what we are trying to accomplish in Uganda, the baseline findings in Luwero and Masaka District healthcare facilities, quality improvement and the facility improvement collaborative approach, as some of our results and next steps. So worldwide, asphyxia accounts for nearly a quarter of all neonatal deaths. And as you can see from the pie chart, this is also true in Uganda. So how many babies are dying? Globally, nearly 4 million newborns die each year in the first month of life. As seen before, about one quarter of these die because they fail to breathe at birth, which is a simple definition of asphyxia. In addition to these, there are over 3 million babies who are termed stillbirths. Among these are some babies who are just not breathing and who can be helped with simple measures. Together, each year, hundreds of thousands of babies can be helped to breathe at birth. With this in mind, the Helping Babies Breathe Global Initiative was launched targeting these babies. So the USAID Healthcare Improvement Project, the acronym is HCI in case I lapse into that, is supporting the Ministry of Health in Uganda to demonstrate a collaborative approach to maternal newborn care that adapts and spreads evidence-based practices across facility teams in central Uganda. HCI, with the Ministry of Health and District Health Office in Masaka and Luwero districts, are implementing improvement collaboratives in maternal newborn child health care in 34 health facilities and 24 communities. And this is a demonstration collaborative. Nationally, there are 26 neonatal deaths per 1,000 live births in Uganda. But this figure is higher in Masaka district at 44 per 1,000 live births, and in Luwero district at 31 per 1,000 live births. And this is the reason why the Ministry of Health selected these two districts for this demonstration project. So findings during a facility baseline assessment in Luwero and Masaka districts in December 2010 included finding that the standard of newborn care could not even be ascertained since services were not adequately documented at facilities. And this is, documentation is an issue in developing countries all over the world. This was not a surprising finding. Only 32% of the health facilities surveyed had equipment for resuscitation of newborns, and we're talking about a simple bag and mask and suction device. 46% of mothers were discharged before 24 hours for facility deliveries. Health workers still emphasize postnatal follow-up 6 weeks after delivery, although the recommendations, the international recommendations for a long time now have been that mothers be seen at within 24 hours of birth at 3 days and at 7 days of age postpartum, including 6 weeks, as well as 6 weeks. Health workers still emphasize, mother-newborn and health worker interface occurred then during the first week of life for home or facility births, except in the presence of danger signs noted by mothers, if in fact they noted them. And, of course, the issue of timely noting of those danger signs is another issue. And the staff were unaware of the Ministry of Health newborn care standards. There are many approaches to quality improvement in healthcare, but there are also some commonalities. All quality improvement approaches involve making changes in systems and processes to improve outcomes. The improvement collaborative approach uses what is described as the plan, do, study, act cycle, focusing on three questions. What are we trying to accomplish? How will we know that a change is an improvement? And what changes can we make that will result in an improvement? The Quality Improvement Collaborative approach engages teams of providers and other staff, focuses on client needs, analyzes systems and processes, empowers teams to make changes, and is guided by data to measure results. The Quality Improvement Facility Improvement Collaborative in Uganda involved testing and changes and analysis of results in multiple health facility sites, sharing and synthesizing the lessons learned, what worked and what did not work at learning sessions. So multiple sites are simultaneously testing changes using common indicators. I could go on for hours about quality improvement and the quality improvement collaborative approach, hours, of course, that I do not have. But I hope during the question and answer session, if you have some additional questions, you can direct them to me then. There were a number of inputs that were necessary to build the capacity of the providers. One input was training in essential newborn care and active management of third stage labor. And essential newborn care includes newborn resuscitation, which was enhanced by the use of locally made childbirth models pictured in this slide. Now, these models are very useful and can be used for teaching many things in addition to essential newborn care. But they cost about $25 to $50 made locally by tailors in country. If you bought the same set, which is exactly the same except the head of the fetal model is hard plastic. If you buy it from Childbirth Graphics in the United States, the set costs $225, which is quite significant. And there's an incredible shortage of such models in both for teaching continuing education, for doing continuing education, but also in schools of nursing and midwifery and medical schools, the paucity of models is a real problem. So this is a possible solution. Another input for training in newborn resuscitation was the provision of helping babies breathe, training equipment, educational materials, and job aids, which are pictured here. Again, I could go in into a lengthy explanation and description. How many of you were familiar with helping babies breathe? Okay, good, a couple of you. And there is a website that you can go to get more information about all of these materials and the educational program, which was developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics at www.helpingbabiesbreathe.org. As noted previously, only 32% of the facilities had the needed newborn resuscitation equipment. So the project provided newborn resuscitation tables, and like the one pictured here, and this again was locally made for $150. Now, if you want to purchase an overhead warmer sort of resuscitation table, we're talking, like $1,500. So again, improvising with locally made such tables, there's a tremendous cost savings. We also provided ventilation bags and masks, suction devices, and stethoscopes to enable providers to apply what they learned during training when they return to their work sites. 20 coaches were trained by HCI staff in essential newborn care, helping babies breathe, and active management of third stage labor and quality improvement. And such a session, the training of trainers, this is a photograph taken during that training. And then in turn, the 20 district coaches then proceeded to train 82 maternal newborn care providers in essential newborn care, helping babies breathe, and AMSTL, and quality improvement while supported by HCI staff. This photograph is of a coach on the right as you're looking at the slide. And he's coaching one of the providers. The slide shows coaches preparing action plans for visits to their assigned health facilities. Each coach was assigned 2 to 4 health facilities. And then those district coaches make coaching visits monthly. During the visits, the coaches meet with facility quality improvement teams, review the data that has been collected in the registers, review the documentation journals where the QI team has recorded the changes they have tried to address the gaps they identified, discuss the challenges and successes the team has had. And in this slide, the coach is assessing the provider's newborn resuscitation skills using the neonatally mannequin that was developed by Laerdal in conjunction with the Helping Babies Breathe program. The coach gives feedback and provides retraining as needed on the spot. Learning sessions provide the opportunity for representatives from the QI teams to share their experiences, what has worked and what has not worked, and to learn from each other. In the photo upper left, representatives from all the facilities are meeting together. In the photo upper right, 2 facilities from the same level meet to learn from each other. There are facilities, health centers 2s, 3s, and 4s. When I say the same level, those folks are, for example, from health facility 3 level. In the photo lower left, facility participants work on their action plans, and lower right, they're doing a role play of a postpartum care visit. This slide shows a composite run chart, the percentage of newborns who receive 3 components of essential newborn care, initiated early breastfeeding and examination by a skilled provider 47 days after birth in 34 sites in Luwero and Masaka districts. In Uganda from November 2010 to May 2012, you can see that in terms of the postpartum visit at 47 days, we're only at 26% there in May 2012. It's a tremendous challenge to get women to come back to facilities when they don't perceive that there's a problem for postpartum care. And we addressed that by developing a community improvement collaborative where community health workers went out and made visits at 3 days and 7 days, identified danger signs, and then referred women to facilities. They were much more willing to go if there was actually a problem identified. The target for the project was 80% of newborns needing resuscitation successfully resuscitated. This bar chart shows that in January 2012, 61% of newborns that needed resuscitation were successfully resuscitated. In February, 99%, in March, 97%, in April, 80%, and in May, 91%. Of course, there's much more in addition to the work at facility levels, active engagement with the Ministry of Health and with other partners, and I won't go into them one by one, but you can see a variety of the activities that we were involved in that regard. And then in terms of looking ahead, sustaining gains and scaling up, we have demonstrated effectiveness of quality improvement, specifically the Quality Improvement Collaborative, to improve maternal newborn health in Uganda. There was a harvest meeting held in September 2012 where they synthesized all of the things that worked and didn't work, put them together in a change package, and there will be a dissemination meeting either this month or next month to share that information. It's an opportune time for scale-up. And in fact, the USAID mission has committed verbally to that. So for more information, you can contact me. That's my email address. And also go to the HCI Project website, www.hciproject.org. Thank you very much.